And I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And because technology keeps changing, ordinances need to keep pace. And Speaker Township is in the process of doing just that. The Planning Commission will conduct a special meeting at 6:30 Tuesday, April 28th. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 7630 North Brockway Road in Melvin, is to review several proposed ordinances. One of the ordinances is about cryptocurrency data mining facilities. Those kind of facilities are specialized. High-density data centers containing thousands of computers designed to validate transactions and secure networks like Bitcoin. Those facilities require massive amounts of electricity, so they are usually put in repurposed, abandoned industrial sites and are strategically located near cheap energy sources. Some of the other ordinances to be reviewed are also regarding data centers, which includes artificial intelligence, residential battery storage, container storage buildings, and also the Village of Melvin's master plan. And the Watertown Township Fire Department had a lot to report during the township's last trustee meeting. Approval was given for the fire department to join the Michigan Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, or MI-MABIS. It is a statewide agreement facilitating the rapid coordinated deployment of fire, EMS, and specialized rescue resources across jurisdictional borders during major emergencies. It establishes a unified structure for handling large-scale incidents, managing liability, and sharing equipment among fire departments. The fire department reported it handled 5 runs, had 2 canceled calls to assist Millington, and there were 3 ambulance assists total. In other matters, the board approved a resolution to add a millage to the August ballots for ambulance services. And authorities in Huron County responded to a structure fire early Sunday morning in the Caseville area. At around 1 a.m. on April 19th, the Caseville Fire Department and Windsor Township Fire Department were dispatched to a reported fire already in progress. Sure, ambulance services was also sent to the scene to provide standby medical support. Fire crews arrived to find a large storage pole barn measuring approximately 40 by 80 feet fully engulfed in flames. Due to the intensity of the fire, additional mutual aid was requested from the Fairhaven Township Fire Department and Port Austin Fire Department. The Bad Axe Fire Department also responded to that call, bringing the county air trailer to supply breathing air for the roughly 35 firefighters working on scene. Utility crews were called in to manage other hazards, with DTE Energy addressing damaged power lines while Consumers Energy shut off gas service until the area could be fully secured. Despite the challenging conditions of the call, all firefighters were able to clear the scene without injury. However, the structure and its contents were declared a total loss. Officials say the property owner did have insurance coverage on the property. An excavator was brought in around 3 a.m. to assist with overhaul operations due to the collapse of the building and lingering heat within the debris. Duffy's Excavating responded to that request. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and more information will be released as it becomes available. Thumb Broadcasting would like to thank Mr. Willingberg of Caseville Fire Department for the time he took out of his day to provide us information on the incident, as well as every first responder and auxiliary unit that works tirelessly day in and day out to keep our community safe and habitable. And that was our news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.